Hi, good morning. This is Julian calling with Bank of Cardiff. Is this Daryl?
Yes.
Hey, Daryl, just following up with your web registration. Is now a good time to chat?
You calling from what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Sorry, yeah, I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff. Looks like you filled out a...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just didn't hear you what you said.
Yeah, I know I talk a little fast sometimes. Yeah, is now a good time to chat?
Sure.
Cool, man. So just kind of wanted to get some information about what you're looking to do, and I'd be happy to sort of lead you in the right direction. So you're looking for some financing for your business, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, cool. And your name's Daryl Young, right? Am I pronouncing that right?
No, that's it.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's my name, yeah.
Daryl Young. Okay, cool. Let me just confirm your business information real quick. YG Enterprises, Inc., is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got 528 Woods Drive, Suite B, Columbia, 38401. Is that all correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Do you guys have a website?
Yes, it's www.ygenterprisesinc.com.
Okay, cool. And then I have an email, let's see, ygcompanyllc@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what's the structure of your business? Is it a proprietorship? LLC, obviously, right?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm going from corporate to LLC.
Okay, cool. So you just recently changed it, like in the last year or something?
Yes, sir.
Okay. LLC. How long you been in business, Joe?
Since 2000.
2000, awesome. So you made it through that financial crisis.
Yeah, 2007, 2008, yeah, bumpy road.
Yeah, rough years, but you made it.
Yes, sir.
All right. So how much are you looking for?
Anywhere between $15,000.
$10,000 to $15,000, okay. And what are you looking to use that for?
Expansion.
Expansion, like renovation, expansion?
Well, right now I'm doing mostly all my business mobile, but I'm trying to get a fixed location.
Okay, cool. I was trying to get an actual office and stuff.
Yes, sir.
Very nice. Okay, so what do you guys do exactly? Can you tell me a little bit about your business?
I do auto detailing and commercial cleaning.
Cool. Okay, cool. So you drive around to your customers and kind of do the job like on the spot pretty much?
Yes, sir. A lot of outside customers. Most of that do dealership.
Oh, dealership, cool. So you got some pretty good contracts with local car dealers.
Yes,
nice, very nice. Is it just you, or do you have some employees, or how many employees do you have?
I've got four.
Four employees, cool. Are you growing? Well, obviously, it sounds like you're growing, right? What did you guys do in gross sales last year? Your top line revenue.
125.
And was that up over the year before?
Maybe about 15 up. Yes, sir.
15 up. Are you on track to beating that this year?
Yes, sir.
Nice. Do you know what you're at so far?
Not exactly, but I'm probably on pace about 150 this year.
Nice. Very good. Okay, so having a fixed location, what's it going to do for you? Is it going to give you access to like more resources? Is it going to enable you to market a little better now that they see you have like a fixed location? Or what's your strategy?
Market a little better, and then plus I'm planning on hopefully got more business. That way I can offer more special stuff for people to come, you know what I mean? Instead of having people coming in, they come park, get the car done, and leave.
Oh, I see. So they can come to you.
Yeah.
I get it. So it'll be like an office and you have your own like parking or like garage or something basically?
Yes, sir.
Very nice.
Plan also buying some cars and kind of put them on, get my dealer license and sell it to in the particular location.
Sorry, you're cutting out a little bit. What'd you say, Daryl?
I was trying to do, once I get a fixed location, I can get my dealer license and start buying and selling cars also.
Oh, cool. You want to sell cars eventually?
Yes.
Very cool. What do you need to do that? Basically, a location and anything else in specific?
Well, I mean, you know, Tennessee law, they got certain things you got to be specific to. So, basically, a location with a sign on it.
I see.
stuff like that to get the license.
But I'm just calling you in reference to...
Very good. Okay, so do you have a location picked out already?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the 10 to 15K, is that for like a down payment or something? Or is that for like some computers you need to buy for the office? Or what is it exactly
yeah,
for?
Yeah, equipment for the office.
Okay, cool. So like desk, furniture, computers.
Yes, yes, yes. Sir.
Okay, cool, cool. Are you getting the equipment all from one vendor, or do you have a vendor picked out already, or?
No, I haven't been heading back just out yet. I just mainly haven't found the building, so I haven't had any chance to get
Okay, for sure. So you're looking at see what you can get approved for first, right? So you kind of know what your budget is when you're shopping and everything. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Cool. Let's see here. Yeah, so you might actually qualify for equipment financing. If you're using it for equipment, it'll be a cheaper interest rate rather than just cash. Because working capital, you've used working capital before, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Who did you deal with? Do you remember? Was it a different lending company, like a big company?
It was a big company. I think it was a small, I think it was Yellowstone Capital. But it came about 4 or 5 years ago.
What were they called again?
Yellowstone Capital.
Yellowstone. Okay, sorry, I couldn't hear you. Yeah, I'm familiar with Yellowstone. Do you have any working capital loans out right now?
No.
Okay. How much was your Yellowstone loan for?
It was like maybe what, $3,000, something like that.
$3,500.
Yeah, it was like for some starter loan.
$3,500.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. $3,500. And what was your experience with them? Was it positive? Was it bad?
It was okay. It was,
could have been better.
Yeah.
Was it like too expensive?
Yeah.
Or you didn't like dealing with them, or?
Well, no, it was just a little expensive for my thing. That's why I haven't used it again in a while.
Yeah. 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 Okay. So when did you decide to that you wanted to open a fixed location?
Just no money.
No, when did you decide? Did something recent happen?
Oh, I thought you said why.
Oh, yeah, no.
About 3 months ago.
About 3 months ago, okay. So you kind of saw an opportunity there. You're like, you know what? I can open a fixed location, makes more money. And you just kind of been thinking about it? Okay. Do you have you put a dollar figure to what kind of return on investment you're going to get? Or like, do you have an expected like dollar amount that you're going to do based on having a fixed location? Do you expect a certain number of cars that you're going to do or anything like that? Like
My goal is 100,000. I mean, in part of that place, just.
Yeah. So 100,000 in addition to what you're already doing?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. And that's per year, right?
Yes.
Additional. Okay. Cool. Okay, let me cover everything else. Let's see. Daryl, how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, kind of in the middle?
Fair.
It's fair?
I don't use it a lot.
Okay, cool. No problem. Do you have any idea of the actual score, like the number?
Last time I think it was 619, something like that. 619,
okay. Yeah, it's not terrible. Honestly, man, usually business owners don't have good credit just because they're constantly doing financing and stuff like that. It's It's actually abnormal if they have anything over like a 700.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and the cool thing with these loans too, we put a lot less weight on your personal credit score because we understand that, you know, generally business owners don't have awesome credit. We care more about your gross sales. So as long as you're getting cash flow and you can pay back the loan and it's going to help you grow, we're all for it. We want to help you. So sounds like there's a good opportunity here. I'd love to help you. Yeah, just based on the preliminary information you gave me, I'm pretty optimistic that we can get you that 10 to 15K, at least for like a just to start out. And if you need more money down the line, you know, once you have a relationship established with us, we'll be comfortable giving you more money at longer terms, cheaper rates, and so on. So my goal is to build a relationship with you so we can kind of be there for you for the life of your business. Let's see. So auto detailing. Have you gone to your local bank already? Do you have like a line of credit with them?
No. Most of us got credit cards as far as on my credit. That's about it.
Okay. So you haven't gone to them for a loan? You kind of already know they're not going to give you one?
Well, no, I just haven't tried to be honest with you.
Okay, gotcha. Usually the feedback I get if you go through your bank, if you haven't, if your business is still kind of small, they don't really take a whole lot of risk. And also the process takes forever. It takes like 1 to 2 months just to get one loan.
That bit.
Yeah. Who do you bank with?
Local bank, First Farmers Merchant.
First Farmers Merchant?
Yeah.
Okay, just like a small local bank?
Yeah.
Okay. First Farmers Merchant. Let's see. Worst case scenario, if we can't approve you, do you have any other options? Like, do you have a backup plan, a plan B?
Not yet. Not at the moment. Basically, I just might start putting applications in, so I don't have a backup plan at all.
Okay. Have you applied for financing anywhere else recently?
No.
Okay.
This you and I think it was another company I've seen online. I forgot the name of it. Crap.
You applied with them recently?
Yeah, same time I did with y'all.
Okay. So have you heard back from them, or do you have any feedback from them?
No.
Yet?
Yeah, they sent me an email. I haven't checked it yet.
I gotcha. Cool. Well, I definitely want to earn your business. We've been around for 14 years. Actually, you've been around for a couple years longer than us. We've been around almost the same amount of time.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been doing this a while. We got access to a lot of resources. We're one of the first companies that did working capital, actually.
Okay.
So we've been doing it for a long time. We help businesses just like yours all the time. We've helped grow businesses from your size to medium and large scale. And then we also continue to help businesses that are around your size that just kind of prefer to stay small. But if you're looking to grow, we definitely want to help you. Do you have like a goal of like a revenue figure you want to hit sometime in the next 5 or 10 years or anything like that?
About $250,000.
All right, cool. All right. Hit that $250,000 mark, and the next you got the $500K and then the $1 million, right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome, man. I like your ambition. Okay, cool. So I'm going to try to see if I can get you qualified for equipment financing because it'll be a cheaper rate. And because we do working capital and equipment financing. So I'm going to see if I can get you on that equipment financing. If not, if your credit isn't strong enough or if there's too much risk assessed with it, we'll get you on the working capital program. I'm going to try to get you approved for both because you can use working capital for pretty much anything you want. It doesn't have to be for equipment. We let you kind of decide what to do with it because you're the expert in your industry. You know, you've been doing this for a long time, so we don't tell you like you have to use this for one thing or another. But yeah, typically I can have an answer for you within 24 hours as far as like numbers go, and then we can have you funded within 24 hours after that if everything kind of goes smoothly. What we need, it's a one page, we make it very easy. It's a one page credit application. We look at 6 months of your previous business bank statements. And then we need your previous year's tax return. Did you already file for your 2015 taxes?
Not yet. I plan on doing it in October for the deadline, but, I can, it doesn't matter.
No, yeah, that's totally fine. Do you have your 2014 tax return?
Yes.
Okay, cool. We could just use 2014. Do you have an extension for your 2015, like an official extension?
Yes.
Okay, cool. If you can include that document with it, it'll help. It'll help your file for the approval. So again, it's the one-page credit application, and I'm going to email this to you right now. Okay.
Okay.
It's a one-page credit application, 6 months business bank statements, and your 2014 tax return along with your tax extension.
Okay.
And we'll get this show on the road. Are you able to get that stuff to me today?
Probably this evening.
Cool. Yeah. Whatever works for you, I can work at your pace. If you want to get that to me this evening, I'll probably process it for you tomorrow morning and have an answer for you within 24 hours after that. But okay. I'll give you a call just to follow up with you to make sure you got my email and everything.
Okay.
Let's see. So just to make sure, your email is ygcompanyllc@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Trying to think. I think I covered everything. So you mentioned for the equipment, you don't have a vendor already, right? You haven't shopped around or anything yet?
No.
Okay, cool. No worries. Do you have any other questions for me, Daryl, before we get off the phone, concerns or anything like that?
No, it doesn't sound pretty good, man.
Cool, man. Well, appreciate your time. I'm going to make this very easy for you. I'm going to send you the email right now, and I'll give you a follow-up call like later today or tomorrow. But yeah, feel free to get that stuff to me. Yeah, my pleasure. Just get the stuff to me as soon as you can, and I'll get it processed for you right away. Did you have like a deadline or a timeline you're looking at, or you pretty much as soon as possible?
Just as soon as possible.
Sooner the better, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. I'll put this towards the top of my priority list for you then. I got some other stuff going on, but I'd like to get this taken care of for you quickly if possible. But yeah. Do you want to take my phone number? I have a direct line if you need to reach me directly.
Yeah, go ahead. Give it to me.
Okay, it's 858.
858, okay.
Yeah, 779.
Okay.
0931.
0931, okay.
Yes, sir. My name's Julian Martinez. It's Julian.
Okay.
All right, Dale, well, give me a call if you have any other questions, okay? I'll be happy to help you anytime.
All right, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you, Dale. We'll talk soon.
Yeah. All right.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah.